Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In today's FMM, we begin a new series, Shabbos in the Mikdash. In the last series, we spoke at length about a regular weekday in the Beis HaMikdash, and of course, nothing is regular in the Beis HaMikdash. But the focus of that last series was on the Korban Tamid, the Korban that is brought every morning and every afternoon in the Beis HaMikdash. And beginning with this FMM, we will focus on what goes on, what happens on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. And before we begin discussing the Avoda, we have to look at a general question about the Avoda on Shabbos. How are the Kohanim allowed to do Malacha in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos? Malacha's Aser on Shabbos. I'm not allowed to make a fire on Shabbos, but there are fires on the Mizbeach, and the Kohanim had to light them and tend to them on Shabbos. The menorah is lit on Shabbos. The ketores is burned on Shabbos. And how were the korbanos cooked on the fires of the Mizbeach on Shabbos? And how are the menachos prepared, the grain korbanos? How are they kneaded on Shabbos and baked on Shabbos? And there's more. I'm not allowed to shecht an animal on Shabbos. How can korbanos be shechted on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash? And on and on and on and on. So the general question before we do anything is, how can the avoda be performed on Shabbos with all the melachos that they entail? The Gemara in Maseches Yoma Daf Nun Amud Beis says the following important principle about Malacha on Shabbos. Kol shezmano kavua docha es haShabbos. Any korban that has a fixed time, a set time for it to be brought, overrides Shabbos. For example, the Korban Musaf that's brought on Shabbos, which we'll discuss in Mitzvah Hashem in the near future, that Korban Musaf must be brought on Shabbos, and therefore the bringing of the Korban Musaf and all of the malachos that are needed to bring the Korban Musaf, all of those avodos may be performed on Shabbos. Excuse me. And that is true of any korban and any avoda that must be performed on Shabbos. That korban or that avoda can and must be performed on Shabbos. And the opposite is also true. Any korban or any avoda of any korban that does not have a fixed time, any avoda that can be performed during the week and not on Shabbos may not be performed on Shabbos. And this whole halacha makes sense. If the korban musaf on Shabbos, for example, were not able to be brought on Shabbos, we would never be able to bring the korban musaf. There would be no mitzvah of the korban musaf. Or any other example, there would be no such thing as that kind of korban if we couldn't bring them on Shabbos. So we will see this halacha and refer to this halacha throughout these FMMs as we learn about the various korbanos and avodos that are performed on Shabbos. Some avodos are permitted on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, and some are not permitted if they do not have a fixed time or the preparation time could have been performed earlier. So for example, we learned that the Kohen Gadol has an obligation to bring a special Korban Mincha every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. And parenthetically, I'll add that I am happy to send you that FMM or any previous FMM if you would like. Please WhatsApp me privately. But again, the Kohen Gadol has an obligation, excuse me, the Kohen Gadol has an obligation to bring a special Korban Mincha every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, every day, including Shabbos. And therefore, since that Korban Mincha must be brought on Shabbos, we are allowed to knead the dough for that Korban, and we can bake that Korban even on Shabbos. However, since grinding the flour and since sifting the flour could be done before Shabbos, those kinds of preparations, those kinds of malachos may not be performed on Shabbos. And there are many, many examples like this, and we will see them as we get to them, God willing. And I'd like to add one more point before we conclude for today. The idea of not doing malacha on Shabbos in general is explained by a number of mefarshim in very beautiful ways. In short, the idea is that a major theme behind not doing malacha on Shabbos is that during the week, during the 6 days of work, we do all sorts of things. We build, we cook, we travel, etc., etc. And it's possible with all that work and with all that innovation, with all that high-level activity that we do, it's possible that we can begin feeling, even subconsciously, like we are creators. We are the creator. Look at how much power I have. Look at what I have done. And so once a week on Shabbos, we refrain from performing any of that kind of work. We stop and we do not cook. We do not build. We do not innovate, etc., etc. Shabbos prevents us from that sort of gaiva that could destroy us and that could destroy our connection with Hashem, God forbid. That's what Shabbos is. However, perhaps one can suggest that in the Beis HaMikdash, the Shechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so real, so present, so tangible, so to speak, that the fear of forgetting Hashem, the fear of thinking that we're anything but specks in the universe compared to God Himself, those fears are gone. The Kohanim certainly can't do Malacha when they're not doing Navoda, but when they're engaged in the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, they're so closely connected to Hashem that Malacha is superseded by the Avoda. And we daven for the day, soon God willing, where we will be able to witness and experience that level of connection to Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. We will continue speaking about Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash in the next FMM, God willing. In the meantime, have an amazing day, and God willing, I will see you next time at the Mikdash.